This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're a little bit back to where we were in the early days of this pandemic when it comes to hospital capacity and patient loads, or if you put it in the terms this program is most fluent in, supply of beds and staff, trying to keep up with the demand of the number of COVID patients. Intensive care units are filling up again, and some hospitals are suspending non-essential surgeries again. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
At Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, staffing is a real struggle right now.
The biggest reason is absolutely because more people are in the hospital.
Dr. Catherine O'Neill is chief medical officer at Our Lady of the Lake, and she says the hospital is being overwhelmed, both with COVID patients and people who put off other medical care because of the pandemic.
And so the combination is just a sicker population of people who need more hospital care than they did before.
And she says there are fewer people on staff to take care of all of them, partly because of burnout. A growing number of healthcare workers just can't take it anymore.
We have seen our healthcare providers just move on to non-hospital care venues because they're tired of the pandemic.
And it's almost impossible to find enough new staff because every hospital is competing for the same people.
It's almost like a game of hungry hippo. Only a certain amount of nurses, physical therapists, respiratory therapists, and now everybody's volumes are much higher because of COVID.
Almost every state has at least a few hospitals that are dealing with critical staffing shortages. Dr. Jorge Caballero founded an organization that analyzes COVID data, and he says the problem is most acute in the South and Southwest.
What I'm seeing is states like Alabama, Arizona, Louisiana, Missouri, more than one out of five hospitals are reporting that they have a critical staffing shortage.
And those shortages are getting worse. Some hospitals in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas say they have no more beds in their intensive care units.
It's not just the physical bed. It's actually the staffing that goes along with it. The nursing, the respiratory therapy, the pharmacists, and the physicians.
There is no quick fix. In the past, when demand spiked at hospitals, maybe during a bad flu season, they could staff up quickly by hiring a bunch of temporary nurses. But now,
there's not as many of those temporary nurses to go around because every hospital needs them.
Kavita Patel is a primary care doctor in Washington, D.C., and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. She says every hospital she's ever worked at has been short-staffed to some degree, but never like this.
The shortages go all the way down the line, even to custodial staff. You know, you never realize how much you desperately need custodial staff until you have to turn around a COVID room.
At hospitals around the country, patients are feeling the backlogs. They're waiting longer in the emergency room to be seen, and in some cases, longer at home for an ambulance to come when they dial 911.
It's a very challenging situation.
Jared Kosin is president and CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. He says when a hospital is really short-staffed and can't hire all the nurses and doctors it needs,
there are other maneuvers you take to meet demand. You know, one of the first stops is canceling procedures and then redeploying those staff. So if you need people working on ventilators, you know, cancel surgeries and redeploy anesthesiologists, assistants, so on and so forth.
Just the other week, Kosin says the hospitals in Anchorage had to do that, cancel non-essential surgeries for a few days to relieve some of the pressure. And if COVID keeps surging, he worries things could get even worse.
You hear about other markets, you know, Louisiana and other states, and I don't want to be in a position where we're having press conferences at our facilities saying there's no more beds available. That can be avoided.
But the only way it can be avoided, Kosin says, is if a lot more Alaskans get vaccinated soon. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.